And colleagues, we're going to go back to the beginning of our agenda and pick up in order, starting with Council Item 630.
630, assign certain city-owned property at Swan Island Lagoon from Environmental Services to Parks and Recreation.
Commissioner Fritz, would you like to kick this off?
Thank you. Very pleased to be co-introducing this purchase from by Portland Parks from the Bureau of Environmental Services. It's another great example of partnership. We are purchasing almost 4 acres on Swan Island from Environmental Services, including the Swan Island boat ramp. The boat ramp and dock are heavily used and are an integral part of the city's river access infrastructure. By accepting this property, Parks will be able to keep this boat ramp available for use by the public and make improvements to it that will increase its capacity. While ultimately Parks would like to develop the entire site as a park, in the interim, this property will allow us to address another important need, which has been to find a suitable place to locate our wood chipping and mulching operations to keep our parks looking good. Until we're able to develop the entire site, we'll be using this property for that purpose. Turn it back to you, Commissioner Fish.
Thank you very much. And just for those history buffs in the audience, this is industrial and recreational land that BES acquired in 1996 to possibly construct a wet weather treatment plant as part of the combined sewer overflow system. Construction plans at the site were abandoned when the city decided to send all wet weather flow, talk about a euphemism, to the existing Columbia Boulevard wastewater treatment plant. And this is the first property that the Bureau of Environmental Services has taken through the new city policy for disposing of surplus property. And we're pleased that it will be put to good and productive use by a sister bureau. We welcome our guests who would like to start.
We don't actually have presentations down here. We just wanted to come up.
Tell us who you are.
Eli Callison. I'm the property manager for Environmental Services.
Zelaine Nunn with Portland Parks.
Okay, so you're here to, as a resource, to answer any questions,
yes.
Colleagues?
Yes.
Well, thanks very much. Carla, did anyone sign up to testify?
Don't have a sign-up sheet for this. Mr.
Lightningwood, so if you could hang out in case we have questions we need to ask you.
And just before, Mr. Lightning comes up, I want to mention that the purchase price is $970,557, which is being paid for by Portland Parks and Recreation System Development Charge Funds. We estimate that the operations and maintenance will cost approximately $60,000 per year. We'll be absorbing it to the extent possible and may need to come with a one-time request in the spring budget adjustment for the 2016-17 budget. The stabilization costs are estimated to be $600,000, which includes securing the dock and the boat ramp, and this also is eligible and will be funded with Parks System Development Charge Funds.
Mr. Lightning, welcome.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog Communication, PDX. I noticed on this you were talking somewhere around 10 acres, and this transaction will be somewhere around 4. One of the concerns I have on this is that I want to make sure that this boat ramp will remain open. I didn't see anything in here on the submersible land lease. Is that going to be renewed? Is there one currently in place? I also would like to look at the Oregon Marine Board on any type of grants for fixing this property up. Again, I understand you're buying this through the SDC funding. Again, I just wanted to say this, and you'll probably correct me on this. We cannot use the bond to fund this. I know you just put a new bond into place. Was there a chance to use that in any way on this project? Again, on my information I received, I didn't receive anything on a income pro forma. I wanted to have a better understanding what type of income is currently being produced on this property. Is it able to cover its own expenses? How much do we have to feed this property? I understand you're talking $600,000 to come in and fix this property up. Again, I look forward to seeing the information on that. Again, I was a little concerned on the property not being sold sooner when it was, quote, considered surplus, because you said it needed to be divided up. So I was a little concerned on the timing on that issue. Other than that, like I say, I just want to make sure it's very clear that this property will be kept open as a boat ramp, and has it been checked if it does need any dredging at this time or in the near future, and do we have a cost estimate on that? Because normally these boat ramps always need dredging every few years, depending upon the rainfall and other factors at play. Thank you.
All good questions. Would you like to take them?
Yes, there's a number of questions there. I wrote some of them down. I'll try to get to as many as possible.
And if you can't get answers to all of them, we'll just follow up with Mr. Lightning.
Definitely will. It sounds like Mr. Lightning's largest concern was that the boat ramp remained open. This site has an overlay zone and river recreational, so it would take an act. Development services, I think through council, would have to rezone that property for it to not be used as something other than public access to the river. The wood chipping operations are going to be operated on a portion of the property that does not have the river recreational overlay zone and can be used for industrial purposes.
So it will remain open, and it would take an act of this body to change that, which I think is probably reassuring. And any of the additional technical questions, could you get back to him in writing?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you,
do.
Mr. Lightning. Okay, thank you. Would anyone else like to be heard on this matter? This goes to a second reading next week. Carla?